how to win on the stock market by losing money. I'm David Brancaccio. For the second quarter in a row, Amazon has lost money, this time $2 billion. Yet, Amazon stock is up 12% in pre-market trading now. Paradox, irony. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Amazon is the latest retailer to report an end to pandemic boom times as consumers shift from buying stuff to paying for experiences. But unlike Walmart and Target, which say they'll need to resort to heavy discounting to move inventories and expect income to decline, Amazon has other options, options that are entire businesses in and of themselves and which helped the company bring in more money in the second quarter. Things like cloud computing, which posted $20 billion in sales and competes with the likes of Microsoft, and an advertising business that brought in $9 billion. Amazon also has seen strong retention of its Prime subscriptions, even after it raised prices. The company expects to grow sales in the current quarter. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
NASDAQ futures are up 1.2% now. S&P futures up 0.7%. Not everything is inflating. Mortgage rates fell over the last week from an average 5.54% to 5.3% on 30-year fixed. That's a bet the economy is really slowing down. Gasoline down 70 cents since its peak in June, down to an average $4.30 a gallon this week. Also deflating the price of bone-in chicken wings, helping profits at the Wingstop chain. Other bits of the chicken are getting more expensive. A sweeping $433 billion package in the Senate aims to address climate change, force down health care costs, alter tax rules, and reduce the federal deficit. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it would be, quote, the greatest pro-climate legislation ever passed by Congress. It's at least within reach after Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, surprised just about everyone by switching in favor of the bill. Here's Marketplace's Lily Jamali.
The Senate package includes a wide array of incentives that would help the U.S. reduce greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to global warming. It would ramp up investments in renewable technologies and goes further by creating a new tax credit for batteries that help store energy.
And I think that's really important.
Michael Wara directs the Climate and Energy Policy Program at Stanford's Woods Institute for the Environment.
As we put more wind and solar on the grid, we need some form of energy storage to provide the always-on electricity that everyone expects.
While the deal came as a welcome surprise to many climate advocates, it includes concessions that helped get Senator Joe Manchin on board, like the sale of new oil and gas leases in the Gulf of Mexico and off the Alaskan coast. Those worry Billy Fleming of the University of Pennsylvania.
The lease structure here seems to say that any offshore wind project that gets permitted or authorized in the U.S. kind of going forward after this passes would have to be offset with a oil and gas exploration lease of comparable size.
He says the bill's support for more fossil fuel extraction could end up canceling out some of the advances the package makes in the fight against climate change. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
Beijing is reportedly on the verge of allocating an enormous amount of money to backstop real estate developers in China, with companies including a biggie called Evergrande creaking under a mountain of debt. And some home buyers in China are talking about halting payments on their mortgages after construction stopped on condos they'd already paid for. Let's go to Marketplace's China correspondent, Jennifer Pak in Shanghai. Hey, Jen.
Morning, David.
So what's this about unfinished housing? What? It's just like sitting there. If you see one of these, the foundations and maybe piles of cinder block and cranes kind of just sitting there?
Yeah, exactly. And part of the reason they've stopped is because of COVID lockdowns, but mainly because property developers have run out of money. You might have heard of Evergrande. So they would go into smaller areas, pay top dollar for the land, then sell the condo projects before they're built. And usually they would collect large down payments, usually 30%, but sometimes we've heard 50%. Then they use that money to construct the condos. And almost all developers did this. At the same time, they also got cheap loans. And so they started investing in areas that they had no expertise in. Evergrande, for example, started getting into water bottling, electric cars, even bought a soccer team.
And these cheap loans, those are drying up.
Yeah, exactly. Chinese regulators were very worried about this reckless spending, so they cut off access to the easy credit. And then China's economy also started slowing down, so investors started to really look hard at these condos. Are they really worth the price that they were paying? So housing sales also went down. So developers ran out of cash, and that's when global investors got really worried.
Why? I mean, other than human concern for other humans, I mean, it's my understanding that U.S. investors are generally not too deep into China's property market.
You're right, but real estate is a huge part of China's economy, and China's economy is plugged into the rest of the world. So if Evergrande and other developers, they don't pay their suppliers or construction workers, then these people in turn don't pay their bills. Layoffs have started to happen. It's a real snowball effect, and eventually you're going to feel that in the U.S. Chinese officials really don't want more home buyers to join in this boycott, so they're censoring the news. It's been really tough to assess just how many people are involved.
And there's a distinction of sorts here. These protesting homeowners aren't defaulting on their loans, but they're threatening to boycott paying their mortgages. What's the difference?
Yeah, well, in China, if you don't pay off your debts, that could land you on a so-called deadbeat list, which is going to make your life miserable. And secondly, home buyers, they still want these condos. Like, if you're a man, you need a condo to be considered marriage material. You need a condo to get your child into a good school. And if you're in the middle class, which many are, property is still really the only form of investment available to you. So threatening to not pay mortgages is really a way to get the attention of the government rather than really defaulting.
Fascinating. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak speaking from Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Our digital producer is Redmond Caralipio. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler, Brian Allison, and Jake Cherry. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. May PM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.